WBNQ, ISU senior night in a big game two at Redbird Arena. And before we talk to one of the outstanding stars of the team, Justin McLeod, I wanted to have John Torque answer a couple of basic questions for us. Thank you, Susan, for all your information for all ISU.
Absolutely. Thrilled to be here.
Now, we have a craptastic weather day happening.
This is not what was supposed to happen.
And we have a big game tonight versus SIU. First question, what happens if SIU can't get here?
Well, the league mandates that teams travel in advance. So a lot of fans don't realize, but we go the night before for every single game except Bradley, because that's close enough.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so just to avoid this kind of a circumstance, and teams typically will look ahead of time at the weather forecast just to avoid stuff like this. So as far as I know, Southern should already be here, and so we'll still tip it off at 6 p.m. tonight.
And that is a game time change, so we wanted to remind people of.
Yes, 6 usually tonight. It's at 7 o'clock. Tonight it's at 6, and the senior recognition starts at 5:45, so if fans can make it out by 5:40, we would certainly love that, and especially with the weather, we'll take
There's no possibility that the game's going to be canceled.
No.
All right, that's good
to know.
That's
happening.
So if you can get to Redbird Arena tonight, please do, because the team is on fire, and one of the stars of the team is with us today, and that would be Justin McLeod. Hello, sir.
Hello, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You transferred from North Dakota.
Yeah, so this is kind of normal for you, right?
This weather's
weather.
Nothing for you, right?
Yeah, it is. Waking up to this is... I mean, that's childhood memories for me.
Now, how was your experience at ISU? Because this is your last home game. I know we have playoffs still to come. But as a senior, is it going to hurt to leave?
I mean, the emotions will definitely be there tonight before the game, especially when we get recognized. But I'm just going to have to try to tune that out and get focused for the game. But, yeah, overall, the experience here, just with the community, the school, all the fans... It's just been great. It's been a great opportunity for me, and I'm definitely glad I came here.
Any plans for you after college ball is over? Going to try and keep going?
With basketball, it's kind of up in the air. I'm really leaning towards not playing and going back home and getting more into coaching and finishing my degree back home.
Now, you actually are known as one of the top GPAs on the team, I understand.
Wow.
That's very impressive. You are a business teacher education?
Yes, that's right.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really interested in coaching, and a degree that kind of goes well with that is obviously teaching if I want to start at the high school level. And then I'm really interested in the business world. So,
now here's the secret for you, Justin. I was here watching Dan Muller when he was a player. And he was always being recognized as not only being an outstanding player, but having this incredible GPA while he was a college athlete. Do you think that's raised the bar for the team on making sure your education is as important as the points on the field because you're playing for Coach Muller?
Oh, yes, for sure. And the assistant coaches and just the whole athletic program definitely stresses it, that academics is important, and they have an athletic study center for us. Make sure we stay on top of what we're doing, and just tutors and advisors there to help us. So it's definitely great they have that, and academics has just always been an important part of my life.
And I think it's incredible the schedules that you guys keep and then have so much success. Now, mom and dad coming in from North Dakota for this game tonight?
My mom is here, and my older brother, they got in last night, and they'll be in attendance today.
Fantastic. Awesome. Now, when they come visit, tell me where they want to eat.
Yeah.
Because everybody picks out their spot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this for my brother, this is his first time. And my mom, it's only like her third. So they really don't know many places. So they just go off whatever I say.
Gotcha.
So they don't have one spot.
Where do you say, Justin? I mean, you're 6'4". You got to put some meat on those bones. And I know it takes a lot of calories.
Yeah, for sure. One of my favorites is Kobe's, the Japanese
grill. Sure. Mm-hmm. Are you a sushi man, too?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yay!
I do enjoy sushi, and then
you work the chopsticks well?
Decent.
Okay. Now, you have such great eye-hand coordination. When the chef is doing that thing where he flips the shrimp in your mouth, are you just better at that naturally?
It's kind of weird. It seems like every time he throws it to me, he always has a good toss, so... I don't know. I guess it works both ways.
Perfect catcher.
Oh, nice.
Perfect catcher. Justin, thank you so much for an incredible season. We're excited to watch the ISU Redbirds in the postseason. You can follow along, buy tickets for tonight's game at goredbirds.com. But congratulations to you and the entire team on an amazing trip here in Redbird Land, and we appreciate you stopping by here and being cute.
Yes, thank you very much. I hope to see everyone out at the game tonight.
6 o'clock start time, but if you want to see Justin saluted, get there by 5:45.